Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready.
The best in online radio.
Hope
we're here.
Who is ready? Can't wait.
All right. We are here. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes and the crew here for April 28th, 2024. Hope everybody's having a good day. April 27th. So how's everybody doing?
Doing great, Mr. Boy DJ Teal.
All right. Hello.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Evangelist Clayton? Doing good.
I'm grateful. How are you all?
I am blessed, highly favored. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Nice to hear you all.
Thank you. Good to hear from you as well.
Yes.
So let's start with the Queen. How is your mental for this April 27th? I was a day ahead, 30 minutes early. I was 2 hours early, excuse me.
This is Evangelist Clayton, and I'm Helen out of Tallahassee, Florida. And I give honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. Without Him, I can do nothing. I got my health and strength. I'm going to say God is blessing me. I got the activities on my limbs. I'm going to say God is blessing me. So I'm wonderful. I tell God, thank you. Amen. Thank God for taking me through obstacles and situations and bringing me out. And most of all, to see my children come out. Amen. And just to see that the flow of God's, amen, is working in the midst. So I give God the glory and the praise. And my mentor, amen, is about an 8.5 to 9, and that's good. That's good for me. I'm here, amen, and I'm here, amen, with the hottest network, Six Eyes Radio Network, amen, and Evangelist Clayton in Queens Court tonight. And so I'm just grateful to be with the Six Eyes Radio Network tonight, amen, with none other than Mr. Six and DJ ATL and the crew as a whole. So I'm just blessed to be here tonight. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, and shout out to the rest of the squad. Amen.
Yes.
So it is April 27th. And April is not the best month for me, cuz on the 24th of April, which makes 28 years, I lost my brother trying to be a good Samaritan to help a stranded motorist, supposedly. And to this day, the question hasn't been answered, you know, why it happened, but it happened. And had he been going his normal speed, he never would have seen these people. And to stop and help somebody, only to have your life snuffed out from you, shoot you, take your car and rob you when he's trying to be a good Samaritan. So I tell everybody, if you own a vehicle, I don't care if you ride a skateboard, a bike, a tricycle, a two-wheeler, a tandem bike, don't stop and help anybody. Call the police. Hey, there's a stranded vehicle on the road. Do not stop and help nobody. That goes for men and women.
That's right.
Because it doesn't make any sense. You're trying to do good and something like that happened. It's been 28 years since I've been without my brother. And my little niece is about to have her first little child, you know, so my parents are missing out. Her mom's missing out, and my brother's missing out. So they don't get to enjoy that.
Yes. Well, you know, Mr. Six, that happened here. That happened here in Tallahassee as well. Young man, had been barbecuing for the Super Bowl, you know, and he left home to go up to the store, just to run up to the to get some ice, to get some ice and everything, and run to get some sodas and popping. You know, they was drinking as well to celebrate the Super Bowl. And he ran up the road to the store, and there was a lady that was stranded. Her car had stopped. And car had stopped, and so he stopped to help the young lady because she had a hood up. She had the hood up, and of course, he being a man, he's going to stop. He see a lady, and he's going to stop to help the lady. And when he got out to help the lady, you know, as he was trying to get a car started, you know, it was a setup. It was a setup.
Yeah.
She helped set him up. The man came out of the woods. A man came out of the woods and pulled a gun, shot him, robbed him. I mean, and he had on a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, you know, just to run up to the store, because the store wasn't more than 10 minutes from his house, ran up to the store, and to stop to help a Samaritan, and they set him up, and they robbed him. And all he had on him, amen, was no more than $25.
He lost
his life. They robbed him of $25, and then they robbed him. And then they took his car and took it out in the woods and tried to set it on fire and burn him up.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. And this is why we say on this station it's okay not to be okay, because I'm not okay right now, because that memory plays over in my head. It's like your favorite movie, but it's not your favorite movie.
Yes.
But everything is so vivid, and not being able to see. Every time I think about that April 24th, 1996, it's just like playing over in my head.
Yes,
and
sir.
I had to wake my parents up and tell them, you know, what happened to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be the first one to go down there and witness that. So this is why I recommend therapy, because that helps.
It does.
Therapy helps, because had I not had that therapy, I wouldn't be here talking to y'all right now. I'd be gone. Because they said I was under so much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Had I not talked to somebody, I wouldn't be here.
That's
you guys would be running the station. You guys would be running the station. I just hope y'all would do me proud if I wasn't here.
Amen.
But, it was too much pressure.
Yes, I know it was. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I thank the Lord. Amen. With that, I'm complete.
It was a lot of pressure. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah.
Good evening.
My mental is doing good. I am two thumbs up, and two paws up for trumpet.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You got some background noise somewhere?
I sound like the TV or something.
That's somebody.
All right, if you're not speaking, just go ahead and put yourself on mute, please. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
You was about to say something about that as well, too, Queen.
Oh, I just,
I might have got something talking or somebody in the background.
There's something going on. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like a TV or radio or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, just knowing all the pressure that he was dealing with from one thing to another and not getting having someone to talk to at a counseling, it took me like two and a half years to get him to go, because he had the impression that if he talked to someone that people would view him as being crazy.
Uh-huh.
And that's not the case.
Oh, man.
No, we don't.
Okay, I'm just going to have to go down one line by line to see
That's right.
Where the TV, the noise was coming in. Okay, look like it stopped. Okay.
Hey, God,
so
Father, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are all y'all doing on this beautiful evening?
Doing good, sir. Doing good. We have the elders here.
Awesome.
We thank you all for joining us, but if there's a TV program in which you want to watch, please put yourself on mute because we are live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes and the crew. Thank you for joining us, but if that show is more important, please put yourself on mute. Thank you.
No, that's
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
All right, I think it was 6:05, so I did put that one on mute.
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Mr. 6:05, yeah. If you're going to call and disrupt my show, I'd rather you not call at all, okay?
Thank you.
Some respect. Thank you.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And I'm gonna be very nice and not curse tonight. Have some respect. Respect my network or don't call at all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the overlord.
That is. You took it out of my mouth.
Okay.
You know, April, I'm sorry. You know, April, Mr. Sixty is a month of so much because April the 17th was my children's father's day. You know, if he had been here, you know, he would have been turning 86 years old on April the 17th, and then also my grandson's, amen, birthday is the 17th as well too of April, and he's 22, just turned 22, but he was diagnosed with cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer, and he wanted to give up. He wanted to give up at the age of 18. He wanted to give up. He wanted to give up. You know, he didn't understand. He didn't understand why things like that had taken place with him, but he never questioned God at all. He never questioned God. But I tell God thank you. I tell him thank you for saving him. And I tell God thank you for doing a new thing in him. He just turned 22, and he's a powerful young man at the age of 22 years old. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And he's still here.
Amen. Please put me in touch with him. I would definitely love to interview him. Young man, you are here for a reason, and I'm glad you stayed and fought. So please get his information for me, Evangelist Clayton. I appreciate that.
Well, I will. Amen.
Amen. With that, I'm complete.
Amen.
So ATL, make sure.
April 2nd.
Huh. April 2nd.
No, I was saying my father's heavenly birthday was April 2nd. Sorry.
Oh, wow, that's okay. Wow, April. Yes, ma'am.
So, ATL, if you're on the line, make sure you look out for Tatiana so she can get her entertainment news. And let's get into some news, see what's going on around the world. So
amen.
Let's do that so we can see what's going on in our world.
Amen. Amen.
She just came on. So is that 8937?
Good evening.
Good evening, Tatiana. How are you?
All right. How's everyone?
We're blessed.
Great, thank you.
So how was your day today?
Oh, pretty busy. Okay. How was yours?
It was good. It was good. Busy is always good.
That's good. I've been here the whole time. I just hadn't pushed the number to show that I was here. My apologies.
No problem. No problem. You're the entertainment lady. So whenever you're ready, I'm going to introduce you and we go on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our Roman entertainment reporter, the Tot, News with the Tot, Tatiana McAllister. So when you're ready, take it away. Now entertainment news with Tatiana McAllister, News with the Tot here on the Six Sides Radio Network.
Are you introducing me now?
Of course.
Ma'am?
Really?
Huh?
Yes. You want me to do it now? I'm sorry. I was waiting on
if
you guys.
If you're ready, take your time. Take your time when you're ready.
Okay, give me about 10 minutes. I like to hear you guys' conversation.
All right, in 10 minutes, News with the Tot here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 10
Thank
minutes.
Thank you. My apologies.
Right. You're welcome.
May I say something, Mrs. Sick?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to say, you know, we're faced with so much. We're faced with so much dilemmas and in all aspects in walk of life, you know, and just so much tragedy that's going on in our world today, all over, everywhere. And every time you turn around, you hear something of a tragedy, something of a devastation, something of murder, something, amen, of dealing with the mental capacity of life in general as a whole. And it just behooves us now here today, they're having a visual service where they have had it already for a young man here in Tallahassee, and you all put it up on your news. He worked for waste management here in Tallahassee. And he was 27 years old, and his name was Chuck. And he was good friends with one of my best friends that she's confined to a wheelchair. It was her son. They were best friends. They were good friends. And I encourage this young man on a time-to-time basis, amen, to God be glory. And he got married. He's been married probably about eight or nine months, and he started this job with waste management, those that come and pull our trash, those that jump off of those waste management trucks to pull our trash to make sure that each resident has their trash, the trash being pulled to the road, the recycling being, the trash being, and so forth. And this young man, he lost his life on this past Tuesday. This past Tuesday, around 9:45 a.m. in the morning, went to work for Waste Pro Management. Amen to God be the glory. Those that we see that come by to get our trash, make sure that our trash is picking up. Amen. And your trash bins are back in your residential place that it's supposed to be. But he lost his life on this Tuesday morning, this past Tuesday morning. And on the back of the truck, and then I guess he went in front of the truck to pull out the bin for them to attach it to the truck. And somehow or another, the driver of the Waste Pro Management didn't see him. And then there was another truck coming down on that same street. There was something. One was going up, one was coming down on the opposite side. And so the driver undoubtedly didn't see him, and it hit him and killed him. When they got into Tallahassee Memorial Hospital, he was dead on arrival. 27, recently got married about 8 months ago. Wife was a nurse at one of the hospital's facility here, Tallahassee. And that's the news that she was getting, that her husband had been killed. On his job, employed with the waste management company here in Tallahassee, Waste Pro Management. And she had lost her husband. On his job, he gets up 5 o'clock, I guess, 5:30 something in the morning to get prepared to go pull trash. Amen. To take care of his family, his wife. And I think she was pregnant. I think his wife was pregnant as well. And it's just a sad thing where you're going, amen, and you're doing the right thing, and then you lose your life on your job. On your job, you lose your life, 27 years old, you know, and that's a sad situation. So they had a visual service for him this evening. And think his homegoing service is going to be next weekend, this coming weekend. It's going to be, amen. And so I just like that we lift up those, because those jobs we think are we look and we see them, where we never say or stop and say an intimate prayer for those that are pulling our trash, those that are yard cleaners, those that are climbing up on those electrical poles, amen. And those, amen, that works, amen, with in the sewer, you know, the sewer department, those that work in water department. We never stop and say, Lord, keep those that work outside covered under your blood. We never give credit to the garbage pullers. We turn our nose up. We turn our nose up, and we argue with them because they forgot our trash or they didn't pull our trash, you know. But because sometimes we don't have it in the place that it's supposed to be in order for them to pull our trash, you know. And those jobs are dangerous jobs. Those jobs are dangerous jobs. Fire trucks, ambulance driver. We never stop to pray for the outside workers that work outside, amen, to make sure that our residential areas, you know, our commute areas are clean. We never stop to say, Lord, we thank you for those that work on the outside, those that take the opportunity to pull our trash, those that take the opportunity, amen, to pick up debris that we put by the road, and so forth. We never stop to think it. We just think that it's their duty and their responsibility. But it's our responsibility as sisters and brothers in Christ to pray for those that are working outside, because they play a significant role, and also they play a dangerous role, where we never stop to say, Lord, cover those that work by the road, those that hold the flags up by the road, those that are on the street. We never stop to say thank you for the work that they do in all of our communities, no matter where you are, north, south, east, and west. We don't never stop to say, Lord, we appreciate you, or tell them how appreciated we are. We look for those that's in the blue collars, white collar workmen. And we want to give credit to those. We don't give credit to those that have put their life on the line for us as well. But I just take my head off in my prayers. Amen. My supplication goes up to the family, amen, of the young man, to the wife that lost her husband, you know, to the unborn child that won't know his father but would know what people say and see pictures of his dad, you know. So, and it also I just want to say that the gentleman that killed his nephew here in Quincy, Florida, that's about 20 miles from where I'm at, and he killed his nephew because he said that when he was growing up, that his parents didn't treat him right, or he didn't get what he wanted when he was growing up. He's 53 years old, this man that took the life of his nephew or cousin. And this child was only 23 years old. So this child was nowhere. He was not even born when this 53-year-old was raised up. But he took it out on the 23-year-old and said, and the news said that he was apt to kill his grandmother and his grandfather because of the way that he was brought up. You know, I guess he wasn't brought up with a silver platter. And now, you know, the kids are different now. but he's 53 years old, and you're still holding animosity because you didn't get the things you wanted when you were coming up. But he and he was on the run. He was on the run. They had him on the run. Amen. Dangerous, and they've been telling the Leon County us, telling us the next city over and all the other surrounding areas to make sure that doors are locked and their cars are locked because he was armed and dangerous. Well, they did capture him. They captured him, amen, on Thursday. So I give
up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, definitely condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network on the passing of the 27-year-old. My thoughts and prayers goes out to the wife, the little child, and the wife and his family and friends from the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's just unfortunate events that's happening, and it hasn't even got hot outside yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got to keep praying for mankind, praying for the Lord to fix the ills of the world, recharge us all, fix us all, and we ask this in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
Amen.
Satan, work. Amen. Were you complete?
Yes, I'm complete. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now here's our news with the top here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Good evening. The entertainment news is coming from people.com. And I'll begin with, I'm not sure if everyone knew, but The Wiz opened up on Broadway about a week and a half ago. And so they had a star-studded opening. But I'll begin. In TV, Sophia Bush and Ashlyn Harris make red carpet debut as a couple at White House Correspondents' Dinner. In music, Kanye West's former security guard sues him for discrimination against black employees and wrongful termination. In music, who is Dee Snider's wife? All about Suzette Snyder. In movies, Sharon Stone sued for $35,000 in damages over alleged car crash. In style, Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost have glam date night at White House Correspondents' Dinner. In music, why John Bon Jovi wasn't all that impressed with Living on a Prayer upon writing it. I was wrong, he says. In movies, Salma Hayek thanks Madonna for letting her be a part of her iconic tour, An Unforgettable Night. In movies, Kristen Bell says Dax Shepard started recording when she was high on laughing gas. I'd expect nothing else. In style, Victoria... You okay? In style, Victoria Beckham breaks down her makeup.
Hey, man. Excuse me for 1 minute, Tatiana. Who opened up that mic? Continue,
what
Tatiana.
Mic? Hold on. Hold on. Just a moment. Let me look. ATL must have, because I wasn't.
ATL, do not open up that mic. And especially while she's doing the entertainment news, sir. Apologies, Tatiana.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah.
You ready? Okay. In style, Victoria Beckham breaks down her makeup look ahead of event. A little bit of cheeky posh. In style, Pretty in Yellow, Molly Ringwald, wild and custom gown at White House Correspondents' Dinner. In politics, see all the celebrities arriving at the 2024 White House Correspondents' Association Dinner. In weddings, Nick Vial and Natalie Joy are married inside their romantic wedding on a stunning Georgia farm. In music, Britney Spears and her father, Jamie, settle legal dispute over her conservatorship. In TV, who is Kyle Chandler's wife? All about Catherine Chandler. In movies, Ethan Hawke says, daughter Maya won't reveal Stranger Things spoilers. She thinks I've got a big mouth. And parents, Dwayne Wade posts photos of daughter Zaya and Kaavia as he shares a glimpse of life in as of late. Okay. In style, Rihanna shines in chic yellow strapless dress at Los Angeles Fenty event. See the look. In parents, Khloe Kardashian says her kids make fun of her whale phobia. They think this is funny. And parents, Billy Joel Armstrong's two kids, all about Joey and Jacob. And parents, pregnant Aisha Curry shares glimpses of her growing baby bump in new post. In movies, Anne Hathaway says she was a chronically stressed young woman. I didn't know how to breathe yet. In TV, Sophia Bush wouldn't change a thing after coming out as queer in Glamour essay. In movies, the cast of The Karate Kid, where are they now? In TV, Adam Scott still has so much love for Parks and Rec, but jokes calzones are going to be on my gravestone. In TV, Larry David wears bandage on his face during dinner date with wife Ashley Underwood in Los Angeles. And parents, selling the OC's Austin Victoria welcomes third baby with wife Lisa. Daddy finally got a son. In movies, Tom Holland shows support for girlfriend Zendaya's film Challengers. I know what I'm doing this weekend. In sports, Chiefs celebrate Patrick Mahomes' 7th anniversary on the team with video of his triumphs. The rest is history. In books, Love, Eleanor and Park, read an early sneak peek from the author's new novel, Slow Dance. And parents, all about Eve's son, Wild Wolf. In sports, Travis Kelce shows off his golf swing and behind-the-scenes look at upcoming ad. Watch. In movies, Nicholas Galitzine explains the pitfalls of dating while famous. It can be really straining. In parents, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 5 kids, all about his sons and daughters. In health, John Gosselin says he lost more than 30 pounds in 2 months on Ozempic. I feel amazing. In music, John Bon Jovi says Bruce Springsteen is like a brother. We're on a whole different level of friendship. In TV, Anna Sawai admits to tearing up when she talks about her Shogun character long after filming. Nostalgia. The cutest kids on TV grew up. See 13 on-screen little brothers then and now. In health, Gwyneth Paltrow reveals how often she works out and why it's now with a lot less intensity. In pets, why dogs love watching Bluey, according to an expert. In country, why Beyonce's Cowboy Carter should finally win her Album of the Year at the 2025 Grammys. In movies, Anne Hathaway's two brothers, all about Michael and Thomas. In TV, Vanessa Lachey reacts to NCIS Hawaii cancellation as fans express outrage over decision. Gut it, she says. In politics, all the stars attending the 2024 White House Correspondents' Dinner hosted by Colin Jost. In style, Brittany Mahomes highlights attire she and husband Patrick wore to Time 100 Gala, one more for the fits. In TV, Lily Gladstone reveals the scene partners that terrified her more than Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. In parents, all about John Bon Jovi's 20-year-old son, Jake Bon Jovi. In movies, Zendaya breaks down that sexy one-shot challenger scene. In human interest, man named Taylor Swift opens up about sharing a name with a pop star, I Just Shake It Off. In books, Kerry Washington tried to return money from book proposal when she discovered truth about her biological father. In style, Demi Lovato shows off her new shorter hairstyle. See the photo.
and TV, all about Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelo's astrological compatibility, according to the astrologer. In movies, Inside Zendaya and Tom Holland's supportive equal relationship as her movie challengers opens. In weddings, Nick Vial and Natalie Joy kick off their wedding weekend with country chic welcome party. In movies, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman pay tribute to Deadpool and Wolverine art director following his death at 56. In parents, Khloe Kardashian's son Tatum, 20 months, wears cute Kim Kardashian t-shirt. See the photo. In TV, Mama June helps Anna's daughter, Caitlin, prepare for her first grown-up dance. In sports, Caitlin Clark cheers on boyfriend Connor McCaffrey's Pacers during NBA playoffs. In home, Sonya Morgan prepares to auction NYC townhouse seen in Real Housewives of New York. In TV, The Young and the Restless star Marla Adams dead at 85. In movies, Mila Jovovich recalls babysitting Fifth Element co-star Bruce Willis's kids on set, Such a Special Family. In sports, Penn State football coach drove 57 miles to be with both of his players as they got drafted into the NFL. In TV, Ian Bowen teases Yellowstone will have the best series finale in history. Worth the wait, I promise. And finally, in TV, Jack Wagner says his When Calls the Heart character search for truth will create a lot of comedy. And thank you very much.
And thank you. That was News with the Tot here on the Six Odds Radio Network. All things entertainment, News with the Tot here on the Six Odds Radio Network.
Thank you. Now, that lady that you said from The Young and the Restless, what character did she play?
Hello?
1 second. 1 second.
Okay.
I'm trying to open it up. Let's see. She was Dina Abbott Murderon.
Okay.
On The Young and the Restless.
All right. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. You too. All right. That was News with the Tot here. Yes, we appreciate all our listeners, but if you're going to call and be disruptive, don't call the network, okay? And you know who you are, so your name don't need to be called. Respect my network. Thank you. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I'm all straight. On winter spells, all that was wrong. Your arms were weak, and it happened, and it happened, and it happened to me.
Oh, wow. All right, all right. That was for Godfather and Evangelist Plate.
All right. So what's next on the agenda?
Well, where's Lewis at? supposed to have been talking about. Where'd you go, Lewis? Cannot do. Tell me he's going to be stationary, and apparently he's not.
Well, you know he's doing double duty, so fill in.
All right. Well, we're going to have some music here. What are you doing, Lewis? Okay, whoever is making that noise, put yourself on mute. So, Benjamin Clayton, we're going to talk to you, and how has it been ministering, and what engagement do you have coming up? Because I don't know where my co-host is.
Well, I my ministry doing wonderful. And what's on our next agenda, I have services Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern. And also coming up, amen, we do have different speakers that come, ministers, amen, men and women of God that come, amen. Every Saturday we have a different speaker. Sometimes we would go back, and the congregation requests some of the speakers that we've had before because they were truly blessed by the message. But we do have a spring conference that's coming up as well too that we're putting into play as well too. So the spring conference contain many advocacies from different areas, you know, from the Epilepsy Foundation. We're gonna be talking about, we're also going to be talking to troublesome children, you know, that is in homes and so forth, that is in refugee centers. And so we just have so many different things that's going on. And we have what you call help, you know, one hand washes another. We help our sisters and our brothers, and we help those that are less fortunate. As far as to have that intimate relationship with Christ Jesus and to have a closer walk with Christ Jesus and those that take the opportunity and the time now to encourage those that are from broken families. So we have some interesting things that are coming to our plate that we truly going to be encouraging those that have lost along the way and those that are in silences. You know, we're gonna also assign one of the ministers and the missionaries to those that they can call and encourage them, amen, also in their schooling, also in their interest in what they want to do, you know, for the summertime, because this summertime there's so much that's at hand, you know, for our young people. They used to have national youth programs that kids can go to for the summertime and work and earn income, but a lot of those programs is being cut out. So now we're trying to find different avenues, amen, that can keep them busy during the summer and also can be an encouragement to those. We have what you call distinguished young men and young women, you know, where you take a sister and you take a brother, you know, and you take them by the hand and you encourage them to be all that they could be. So we just have many things that's coming up for Silent Cries Intervention Ministry Prayer Line. Silent Cries is a ministry that those that don't know how to cry loud, amen, those that have been crying in silences, those that are in the wilderness, amen, to God be the glory. Nobody hears their cry, amen. We also working with those that nobody hears their cry, and that we have a listening ear to hear the cry of those that's crying out. So we have many things that's on our plate that we want to put into action. Amen. To God be the glory. If you'd like to be a helping hand and you'd like to take on one of these lost ones that's voices are crying in the wilderness, definitely we can use your assistant. Amen. You don't have to call them every day, but you just have to call them twice a week. Amen. To God be the glory. Just let them know that they can do all things through Christ that strengthen them, to encourage them. Amen. Just to hear if they have something that they like to talk about, and you have a listening ear to hear their cry. And you be that voice behind the dark clouds to get them. It's okay not to be okay, but it's okay that you can talk to me. It's okay that we come together prayerfully, that we pray and we aim high, and you encourage them to stay focused, because through Christ Jesus, they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. So you be that voice. You be that voice, that inner voice. You be that inner calm that can whisper into their ears and tell them that they don't have to be silent anymore, that you can cry loud. You can tell somebody. You can tell somebody because somebody's listening. Amen. That's what's going on for Silent Cloud Intervention Ministry. Amen. To God be the glory. Those that silently crying it on the inside and don't know how to cry loud, you're that voice to help them to cry loud and to release, amen, the oppression, depression, the panic attacks, and anxiety attacks. You be their representation. You be their counselor, but you be their big brother and you be their big sister. That's what's going on for Power Cloud Intervention Ministry. God bless each and every one of you. And lend a helping hand to somebody that needs you. Lend a helping hand. Help somebody that's lost along the way. We need somebody to hold our hand. So you be the one to hold their hand and help them to be accomplished in whatever that they strive for. If they can perceive it, they can achieve it. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Six and everyone on the station tonight.
Are we here?
Hello?
Okay, I was saying, are we still on? Yeah. So I hear you all, so we're still on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we lost Mr. Six and Queen.
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here.
Okay.
Hello,
right.
Mr. and Mrs. Lockley.
Yes, I would like to say it's a blessing to be here tonight, and I thank God that we have the opportunity to be here, and God saw fit for us to be here again. I would like to say that Silent Cry is a great ministry. It's a lot of help. It's been a lot of help to me, and I encourage you all, if you know anybody that is going through, like Evangelist Prophet Clayton said, that it's crying out in silence or going through, to have them to call in to the ministries on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. I tell you, it's just amazing how God has, I've seen the ministry grow from the first time I started with the Silent Cry Ministries, and it's a great opportunity for people to let go of their situations and let God take, lead the hand and lead the way. And that's all I like to say about Silent Cry. Amen.
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 I'm Lester Lockley out of Tallahassee, Florida. And I also want to comment on Silent Cry's intervention ministry. It's a great ministry, and it's for people that is hurting and need to share their hurt with someone, and they just don't know how to do it or how to or what to say. But the minister's there for anyone that need to speak out and share their hurts. And I enjoy being on the radio station. I enjoy hearing all the testimonies and everything that God is doing. And I'm blessed, and God, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, so tonight's question, you had to make a choice. Now, you have to vote. You cannot not vote. You got to make a choice between Biden and Trump. And when you make your choice, five reasons why you made the choice, and if you don't vote for whomever, why didn't you? And why did you choose the one that you did vote for? Aha. And we're going to start with the beautiful queens.
Well, thank you very much, but that's a subject I do not care to talk about, so I'm going to pass it to the next person.
Go right ahead. But the question has to be answered. So, Godfather and Mr. Rockley.
It doesn't have to be answered by me.
Well, be quiet then.
Excuse me? You really don't let me come up there.
Miss Lockley or Evangelist Clayton, which one want to answer?
You said the wrong thing to me. Mr. Lockley, you have something to say on that?
It wouldn't be Trump, I don't think. because of all the trouble he's causing and things that he's gotten away with, or he thinks he's gotten away with, but God knows and he sees all. No, I would not recommend him. And that's my words right now.
Well, thank you
I
for that, Miss Lockley.
I vote the Teletubby out the light.
Ma'am?
We didn't hear?
I was just saying I voted the Teletubby to leave out of his life and learn how to leave at a decent hour.
The
really?
What now?
Really?
What was that?
Nothing. Not a thing.
What was that? Okay. I think the
next week
was,
new changes. So. Next week new changes. Trust that.
Amen. I don't even know what the question was. It was Trump and Biden.
Yeah. Didn't you vote for our reason?
Yeah, that's what that was about.
Okay. Well, I would say this right here. I like Biden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't had no perfect president ever since I've been able to vote. We never had no perfect president. Mm-hmm. And even in life with us, we err. You know, we err. We do things. We do things, and a lot of things we do undercover. Mm-hmm. You know, we do things to hurt people, even though mm-hmm. we're not in the seat of office, you know, in decision making, but we make decision in our life, in our walk. Amen. So Trump has done some things. Trump has done and said some things and did some things that have hurt other people. Mm-hmm. And we as human beings and human race, you know, we talk about it. We talk about it. We talk about what Trump has done, what Trump has did, and all of these things. But when we don't get out to vote, and we don't get out to cast our votes, and we don't get out to voice our opinion, then we say, well, you know, ain't nothing gonna be did no way. And so what I do like about Trump is that Trump do it wide open. He do it, even his conniving things, he do it wide open, you know, and they let him get away with stuff. They let him get away with it. He voiced his opinion. He said things that some of us won't want to say and don't say. Some of us want to say and don't say. And Biden is a nice gentleman. He's a nice gentleman. He also know the word of God, and we err, we fall down and get back up. And the decision making, you know, some has been good, some has not been so good, but some has been beneficial to others. And so I just want someone that's going to be fair, but I've been voting for a long, long, long time, and we done had many presidents, all the way from the Kennedys and all the way from the Nixon and Watergate and all the way from the peanut field and so forth. We done had so many presidents. And was any of them perfect? No, they was not perfect. It was not perfect at all. And so some things Trump had done was beneficial to those. Some Biden has done has been beneficial. But who I would vote for if re-election, I would still want to keep Biden in office. I would still want to keep him in office. If it came down between him and Donald Trump, mm-hmm. I would choose Biden over Trump. Mm-hmm. Amen. So mm-hmm. I just, you know, none is perfect, not even us. So we say some things, you know, we don't think. We just say some things. And we're not even in the presidential seat. We don't even hold office. But we hold office, and we are held responsible for what we do and what we say in our homes, in our place, in our business. We are here responsible, you know. So, you know, that don't make us any better. It doesn't make us any better. So I would vote for Biden. There are so many things. People lost their lives, you know. Every president, seems like every president we have had lives that has been lost, innocent lives that's been lost in every presidential. But Trump has the boldness to stand up to anything and anybody. You know, and the devil, the adversary, is busy.
and he come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But we are destroying ourselves because of lack of knowledge within ourselves. So I will vote for Biden. I will re-elect Biden if it came down between Trump and Biden. I will re-elect Biden. I am completely.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, if I had a choice, uh-huh. as I look at other things, I wonder. I mean, I think Biden's done as well, and I think we accuse him of having dementia, what he doesn't have. I think when people want to get rid of you, we can mm-hmm. find anything against mm-hmm. that person.
Say
to that. And I think that's what has happened. And I mm-hmm. think we Democrats have our say-so about Trump. The Republicans mm-hmm. have their say-so about the Democrats. So it just goes back and forth to each party. But I don't agree with Biden letting all of these people in here. We got people here that need help also. And we're letting all these people in. They're flooding the states. I mean, it's just a ball of confusion. But if it's said and done, although I have my criticism, and they probably criticize me too, I think I would have to vote for Biden. I'm sorry. I think I would.
Amen. I would.
And I'm complete.
Amen. Amen.
I want to say that I agree with my wife. And if I had a choice,
yes,
I would probably choose Biden, because like Prophet Clayton said, Trump has done a lot of stuff and gotten away with it, and he do it openly, and the authorities hadn't done anything to him. And so Biden will be my choice.
Amen. Are you all still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We're here, Tom.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, boy.
Amen. Mr. Six, Queen Nye, DJ ATL, are y'all there?
I'm here. Does anyone else have anything to say on that subject? Because I definitely don't. ATL?
Wow.
All right, I'm going to play a commercial, and then we'll go ahead and get into some music maybe.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are here. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
No, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hits my eyes.
Yes, it's definitely going to be a lovely day. ATL, did you check 515? ATL? All right. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to discuss?
Well,
all right. Well, are there any song requests?
Well, yes, I'd like to hear "You Got Your Hooks in Me" by the OJs.
Okay, let me see if that's on the board.
Oh, like that.
All right, I know we have "Loving You" and giving the People. Would you like either one of those?
That'd be fine. That would be fine. Either one would be fine.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where 6 is and why he's not running the show. ATL?
Where is everybody?
Okay. I don't know what's going on with these guys. But we're going to keep it moving. Are there any other requests? Or should I play the other OJ song?
Well, I guess you play the other one.
Okay.
I'm in paradise.
All right. ATL?
I'm glad somebody's paying attention. I've been talking for the last 15 minutes.
Well, when somebody tried to reach you, you didn't respond.
I'm just listening. I'm at a function that. So I will say this, y'all. You want me to play another? Y'all want me to play a song after you now, or do y'all want to keep going?
You can do whatever.
We keep going.
I want to set the show down.
this will be our last show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This will be it for tonight. I want to say God bless. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Thank you for listening.
No, go and finish since you're here. Go ahead and finish.
No, we're gonna play. We're gonna play.
I'm
done for tonight. So I want to thank you, America, for listening.
I want to play. I'll play Tony Anniversary. I'll play that right quick before we come back.
Go right ahead, man. God bless. Love y'all.
All right.
Thank you.
That is ATL's favorite song. That's his favorite song. Anybody want to know? That and The System, his favorite two songs.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Yep. Yep. So I hope everybody, hello to Pirelli, our cat friend. That is the boss of the Lockley's home.
Trumpet and diamonds. He's right
yes,
here, as a matter of fact.
All right. They all got to have a virtual. They got to have a virtual Zoom pet meeting. And all meet each other.
All three of
them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kings and queens.
That's right.
Yep. So everybody, tomorrow for the Best in Gospel, the Six Eyes Gospel Show, that's going to be at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, the Best in Online Gospel, Six Eyes Radio Network. Get your prayers on without leaving the house. That number is 424-243-9617. Join us. Tell the friends about the Six Eyes Radio Network. If you haven't done so already, join the Six Eyes Radio group page on Facebook, Six Eyes Radio group page on Facebook.
May I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'd like to know, is the show going to be, is it still going to be at 9:30, or is it going to be at 10, or is it going to be at 10:30 on Saturday night?
Okay, so on Saturday night,
yeah, I mean,
normally,
I just,
go ahead,
it's 9:30. No, I'll let you know. It was 9:30. Like I said, I moved it because where I moved my job got moved away around, so I moved it over to somewhere else so I can be more set. Just tonight is just a little bit more chaos than it was normally. It shouldn't have been this way, but I got it fixed for next week. So that's why that's why it was moved to 10 o'clock.
Okay, because I know I was on, and I think this wasn't last week, and came on, and then it says that it will start in 27 minutes. So I'm like, well, is that 10 o'clock now? Because I wasn't sure. And then when I came
right.
on tonight.
Right. I apologize. I both started at 10. Something happened at my function where I work at, and I didn't get to the thing in time to start the show. It usually was started at 10. I wanted to give a great time. So I went to 10, too, is because I know Six Eyes does another show before this, prior to this. So I was trying to give him a break to come through so he can get to come on to the show.
Well, we're all gonna have a meeting. So we're going to iron off the sleeves. So everything will be working as it should, the fine weld oil machine. So we've got to get some kinks out the way. And everything's all good.
Okay, so then it's still set for 9:30 or
9:30. Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
9:30.
Or if it's gonna be 10, I will put up a post stating that, or I'll text it to let everyone know. But normally 9:30 is the original normal time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Thank you, Brother DJ Hill. Thank you, Queen Knight. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Y'all have a good night.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Thank you all for listening.
God bless you.
Take
all
care.
As well,
all right.
too.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Good night, America.
Amen. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.